Have you ever had a really bad day? You know, you come in. I remember one time years ago, I had worked night and day with my team of guys down here at the airport to get a great big giant piece of equipment up and running. And I told them, I said, we'll have it up and running by Wednesday afternoon. And the general manager, which was a lady, she told me, she said, Thurman, there is no way you guys can have that piece of machinery put back together and installed and running by Wednesday. I said, we will. I prayed. Well, I ran into a serious complication. There were the people that had taken it apart in another place and shipped it to me, they didn't label the wires. And of course, the wire bundle is saying this big around. So I had to follow every wire. I stayed down there all night long with one guy. All because I had more knowledge in electrical than any of them. And so I stayed there. We traced every wire and found every wire and where it went. We worked all night long and all day long. But instead of getting it going Wednesday night, I got it going Thursday night. She told me, you won't get it running by Friday. But by Thursday, I did. I had it running. And then when I got in my office, she saw it running. So she ran up to her office and wrote me an email. See, you're not as good as you thought you were. I told you, you wouldn't get it running. It lit my fire. I forgot I was a Christian. Now, I know none of y'all ever done this but me. Y'all see how quick you can fall from grace? Man, I went when I got in there and got that thing running, and I thought she's going to leave me a nice email and said, thank you, Thurman, for all that hard work. I know you were here all night last night and all day today. You and your team are great. That's what I wanted to hear. That's not what she did. Boy, when I got that email, I went up to her office and I opened that door. And of course, it was about 4:30 in the afternoon. And when I walked through, the door was locked. I thought, well, she's in there with somebody. She's not going home at 4:30. So I had a master key to everything in the building. I opened that door and opened that door. And I didn't care who was in there. I was supposed to read her the riot act. That sound like a Christian? No, I completely forgot who I was. I walked in that door. The office is dark. Praise God. There wasn't nobody there. She was gone home. So I said, God was in control. See, oh, praise God, he was in control. So I closed the door and thought, okay, I got the thing going. I'm wore out, tired. I've been working day and night, you know, and I'm exhausted. So I'm just going to go home. All the way home, I fumed over that email she sent me. I got home. I walked in the house. My lovely wife don't have a clue what's going on. See, now that's why God says, turn them over to him who judges, because he knows what we've been up against. See, my wife, she was sweet. She was, hi, honey, dinner's ready. Bobby, I'll have everything fixed in about 30 minutes. I said, don't talk to me. I'm going upstairs and watch TV. Whoa, what is wrong with my husband? You know, no husband would talk to his wife like that, would he, young lady? Don't answer that. Once in a while, we can get out of sorts, can't we? Well, I went up there and I turned that television on and I sat down in my big easy chair and I said, well, I'm just going to relax. I hit that button and that TV come on and there was a preacher on that thing and he throwed his finger right out on the screen. He said, temptations will come, but do not receive them because they'll cut your power off with God. And I just turned the television off, fell out of my chair on the floor, and said, God, I'm sorry. Now I remember who I am again. Up until then, I'm a total little devil. You know? I mean, you can become a total little devil. You know that? I don't care if you're male or female. You can become a total little devil. But I don't have no idea who that preacher was. All I know is when I turned that TV on, he stuck that finger right out there and told me exactly what I needed to hear right that very second. Can God do that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and he did it to me. I repented. I went downstairs and told my wife how sorry I was that I'd treated her like a doormat. I was sorry. But see, she didn't say anything. She just said, wow. I didn't know what to do, so I just said, you must have had a bad day, and I wasn't going to talk to you. I'm just going to let you do whatever. See, now that's the way she should have been, right? Because she didn't know that I had been under such tremendous stress to get this thing going, and I'd already been up probably 36 hours. Do you know the average man gets strung out when he's up 36 hours? You're not your normal self no more. So anyway, I got back right with God, told him how sorry I was. I've not done that anymore. I've had a few times when I thought about it, but I haven't gone there. But I did go there that day. But now, do I want my power cut off with God? No, not at all. Do you want your power cut off with God? No. Because when He cuts your power off, what can you do? Absolutely nothing. Now, if you please the king and you make him happy, look what he says here. And after this, he says, when he was reviled, revile not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. Now, if he sees us dead to sin, you and I should live righteously, should we not, brother? In other words, that should be 24/7, shouldn't it? Every day of every week, every minute, we should remember that we're dead to sin. I don't have to sin no more. I'm dead to it. But when's the last time you saw a resurrection? You got it. You caught on what I meant, didn't you? This is Resurrection Sunday, isn't it? See, this is the resurrection of the Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. But that's not the kind of resurrection I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you died on that cross with Him, and you're supposed to stay dead. But you resurrected the beast, the body, to come back to life, and you got into sin. You understood what I meant, didn't you? Absolutely. Now then, see, that's what we need to do. I don't never want to see another resurrection of a spirit man that's dead. I want to see him stay dead. Because as long as you and me stay dead, we stay in tune with God. We stay dead to sin. Is that what we're supposed to stay dead to? Yeah. If we can stay dead to sin, then look what he says. Then by whose stripes you were healed. Now, if you can walk without sin, walk in obedience to His Word, and you can stay dead to sin, by His stripes you are healed. Now, how would you like to walk healed the rest of your life? Yes. Amen. I don't want to have no sickness and disease. I love it. In fact, I had a man here a while back that he was 90 years old. I believe he was from Lubbock or Odessa, somewhere out there, Amarillo, wherever it was. And he said that he was raised up in a Christian home that taught him these principles all of his life, and he never had one single sick day. He had his first sick day when he was 88 years old. Had never had one sick day. And when he finally did, he had a minor ailment of some kind that wasn't major. And he was 90 years old when he was here on his 90th birthday. And that year they were going to go to Europe for a month and they were going to walk all over Europe. And the next year on his 91st birthday, he was here again. And I said, "What, did you have a good time in Europe?" He said, "Oh yeah, we had a great time. Walked all over Europe." 90 years old. And does it pay good dividends to walk in obedience to God's Word? Yes, it does. Pays good dividends. Now then, let's go to one more place and then we'll take a break. Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5. I want to show you the health plan that God give us. Have any of you heard anything about health care lately? Obamacare? You've heard about it, right? You're not going to like it, I can tell you for sure. Whenever, I mean, it's passed, but of course it's being fought by our attorney generals, all kinds of people. It's unconstitutional, everything else. So it's going to be a real nightmare. But I also heard that just the last couple of days that the average Obamacare health care will cost a family of four a minimum of $1,200 a month. $1,200 a month. Yeah. So now then, you know, if you thought your health care was expensive before, I thought when people bought this thing for $400 or $500 or $600 a month for a family of four, it was expensive. But now it's going to be double. It's going to be double. And now then, I want to show you, before we take a break, I want to show you the best health care plan in the world. And I want to show you that this is available to everybody that believes God. And if you will believe God and you'll pray and do what he says. Oh, of course, Obamacare, they say that if you don't take it, they're going to put you in jail. Well, they may just have to put me in jail. you know, but I'm not going to buy their health care. It is mandatory with a jail penalty if you don't buy their health care. I mean, if you hadn't been keeping up with the health care plan, I mean, now, first of all, as many of you know, that 34 of the Democrats voted against it. All of the Republicans voted against it, but it's still carried by about 10 or 15 votes, whatever it was, because of the Democrats. But I'm going to tell you, the Democrats not the problem, the Republicans not the problem. God is the problem. You say, what do you mean? I'm going to tell you why all this is coming upon us. Who is running the world? God. Why do you think all the devastating things is coming upon the world and especially America? Why are we being blessed with all these things that cost us money and make us sick and do everything? Why are we experiencing such devastating things, such devastating earthquakes and winds and rains and floods and everything? Why? Because as the church, the Lord told the church, you're to put me first in all things. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
You're to be holy before me. Do we do a very good job of that? In other words, the other day, if you didn't know it, the other day, actually August the 17th, 18th, and 19th of 2009, the Lutheran Church had a meeting in Minneapolis. And you know what the meeting was to discuss? Should we allow homosexuals to be leaders in the church? Well, now, God, he kind of rained down a little fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah because of homosexuality. So I got a feeling he don't like it. Do y'all get that same feeling?
Yes.
You know, if you're a homosexual, God can change you. You don't have to stay there. He can change you. If you're a lesbian, he can change you. You don't have to stay there. He promises to deliver you. But they had a meeting 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 17th, 18th, 19th of August last year. Monday was a beautiful day in Minneapolis. Now, there's a great big Lutheran church right downtown Minneapolis. Right across the street, there's a big convention center. Well, the church wasn't big enough to hold all the people. They came, so they rented the convention center. Well, Monday they had the meeting, beautiful day. Tuesday they had the meeting, beautiful day. Wednesday they had the meeting, beautiful day. No adverse weather even on the forecast for Minneapolis. Clear skies.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Have You Prayed Yet? In its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.